RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
9:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday morning quarterback. We go around the NFL at 9:15, 9:30, Mike Preston's report guard. But right now, let's go to Baltimore and get Marcus. What's up, Marcus?
Marcus?
Darling.
Marcus? Oh,
can you hear me?
There you go. Got you now.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Come on, man. Don't be shy. What's on your mind?
So I got a couple points I want to make. I still want John Harbaugh gone. That's never going to change until he's actually gone. I would love to see Brian Flores as our next head coach because he just brings an air of toughness. That's the only guy that I remember that got fired for winning, which is kind of crazy because they wanted to and he didn't.
Yeah, but what he got fired for was making claims. Like they were saying, oh, we can't deal with this. When he was making claims that they wanted him – they got rid of his ass,
right.
And he was making some racial claims as well, which is why a lot of people thought he wasn't going to get another opportunity until you see him just kick ass with the Vikings.
Like, I just think he would bring an air of toughness back to this defense. And my last point is, I wasn't there to hear the game balls, but for anybody, not to say that Tom Hunton didn't do a good job, Derek Henry deserves the game ball. I don't think the plan should change. If Lamar's ready to go, I'm putting my MVP quarterback back in. You know why? Because they've asked him to be Superman. He's done it on multiple occasions. Now, he doesn't have to. Give the ball to the 6'4", 260-pound guy that knocked out Malik Harris. I haven't seen him since they played him. Other than that, you guys have a good day.
Good stuff.
Let's go to Kai in Reisterstown. What's up, Kai?
What's up, man? I was going to give my shovel to that Buffalo coach for kicking that, trying to go for two when the defense only gave her, 19 yards in the second half. That was dumb. He should have went to overtime. But let me say this, man.
Can I stop you before you go on? Your quarterback was already hurt. It was a tough field, and you need a miracle to win the division. I don't blame him. I want the game over. I don't want to go into overtime.
And your offense in the fourth quarter was moving the ball up and down the field. It was 13-0.
Yeah, I don't want to go into overtime. I want to get my quarterback off the field.
All right, listen to this, Mike Preston, and you're a good guy, man. I agree with everything, but let me just say this. I think you owe Lamar an apology. Let me start with that. I think you owe Lamar an apology. Because the Kansas City game, and I remember this vividly, you came out and you said Lamar tapped out. And when it came out.
I did not write that. I did not write that.
No, you came out and said Lamar tapped out.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that either.
He came out and he had a strained hamstring and he missed a month of football, Mike. You came out.
I did not say that. I did not say that anywhere.
To the show all the time, Mike.
You go find it. You go find it. Okay.
All right, who's the Mr. Anonymous person, player, coach? Who's giving you all this information?
Come on, man. You think he's going to tell you that?
Let me ask you a question, Guy. How many times do you read ESPN and other things and they say a source close to the situation tells us? They don't tell you who the source is.
No, they don't tell. Listen, I know Mike, he got inside information and everything. But when it comes to, like, personal stuff, like Lamar don't eat salads and stuff like that, and he don't eat falafel. And no, I'm just joking about that, but
fried chickpeas, man.
Things, man, that I feel like that's personal. Like we're not in this guy's house. We don't know how hard he worked, but we know how much he worked in the facility. But when he goes back to Florida, we don't know what the hell.
Mike was the one playing games with him.
Let me ask you this, Kyle. I'm just curious now. What if Mike Preston reported that he has arguably the best diet in the league, and he's the hardest worker in the offseason in the league? Would you take exception to that?
I'm gonna be completely honest, Rob. I probably would because I'm a fan of Lamar and
him saying good things about Lamar. If he said Lamar had a great diet and gets a lot of sleep, you would be upset about that.
At the end of the day, the results will show, And the result is
you're saying it's personal. You don't like it because you don't like what he's saying. If he reported something positive, personal, you would be okay with it and you would love it. You don't like it because you don't like what he's saying. Just say that. Just say that. You're talking about my guy and I don't like it. Just say that.
That's my man's in there.
There's nothing wrong with saying that, but when you go, you try, well, who's the source? Or this is personal. Or you don't know what that man is doing. I've never heard a fan base when something's reported by someone that they're a fan of that's positive that they had a problem with it. They run with it. But the minute you say something negative, they discredit you. I would respect you more when you say, you know, my man, I don't know whether it's true or not. I just don't like you talking about my guy.
Yeah. Right. Mike, I don't like you talking about my guy.
There you go. There you go. And guess what? I don't like it either. But I'm not going to try to discredit. I don't like it. But I'm not going to sit here and try to discredit him. You have sources that I don't have. You know things about him that I don't know. I don't like it. But it is what it is.
Man, I go ahead, Mike.
No, I
love Kai. Kai does this thing where he has something he wants to say. It's almost like it's written down, and he's going to say it no matter. Like, you kept saying, I never wrote that. Well, no, but you said it. And then when you said it, I didn't say it. He just keeps going and going and going and doubles down. And when you ask him a question, he didn't answer your question.
No, he couldn't.
Because he's got to stay on the same path. I love Kai to death, but he has his narrative, and he's going to push it.
A matter of fact, when I spoke with you and you asked me about him tapping out, I said, I don't use that word.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
I would not use that. I don't use those words. So for him to say this and then accuse me of something.
It was just Friday.
You're just wrong. That's just not correct.
You told me off air he tapped out.
Kenan Owens Mills. He said he tapped out like it was an MMA fight. Kenan Owens Mills, what's up, Ken?
What's up, man? How y'all doing today?
Good.
Doing well, man.
I wasn't going to call in with all this Mike Preston stuff, but I had to call in with people being ridiculous. Like, if he was a politician to change the narrative and the guy selling the seats. Look, Mike, I agree that your facts are right. That you got the facts right, but I also, the conclusion is wrong. Lamar Jackson is being coached, correct?
Yeah.
He didn't change the schedule on his own, did he? And the schedule was changed last year. And if you want different things and different results that could be better, then his coach should be coaching him. I feel that Harbaugh, and I am a man of your era as well, Mike, that Harbaugh should be a better coach and try to coach these things out of him and not capitulate because he cannot relate to him.
Not going to happen.
Rob,
not going to happen.
Saying,
that won't happen. It will not happen. That's part of the problem, is that he's so used to, there's team rules. Rules for the rest of the team and team rules for Lamar. That's the problem. And if you want to blame it on John Harbaugh, that's fine. But the thing is when you criticize the quarterback, he goes into that withdrawal mode, and I wrote that, and that's a situation. Now, you can blame it on whoever you want to blame it on. I don't care, but it's
who's
still
dinging?
There. It's there. That's me. It's still there.
The
it's a problem. It's a problem.
Joe. Chris in New Jersey. What's up, Chris?
You guys have a good holiday. Jeremy, how you doing?
Good, man. Good to hear from you.
Hey. Rob, I know you're famous, man. I gotta be a fan for a minute. I'm trying to get that picture signed from Looney's. If you get a minute, check your email for me. Yeah.
Picture from Looney's.
You must take a picture with him.
Okay.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, I wanted to get a signed autograph for Christmas. But
okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
I have to be a little bit critical here. I hope you guys don't mind.
Yeah.
So going back to November 27th, you know, and I know you might remember this, Rob, because it got a lot of laughs. Lamar had a bunch of fumbles, had that interception. That first Bengals game was absolutely horrible. A bunch of callers called in and was pretty critical about Lamar. And, you know, it seemed like he wasn't to pay attention. He didn't know what the plays were. You know, he was scrambling on the field a lot. Rob, I think you remember saying that when we were critical that it was a ridiculous statement. I think you remember that most ridiculous statement you ever heard. Mike Preston, I think you remember that, Rob. I have to get you for this.
I don't. I'm sorry, I don't. But go ahead.
No, it's okay. It's okay. And Preston, you didn't agree, you know. And now, well, 4-3 weeks later, you're putting out an article saying the same thing. Now, I understand at the top of the article it says commentary in big block letters. But I like I told in the Cordell on Saturday, man, this went all the way to the top, man. This went to Fox, ESPN, and you know they're not gonna read your whole article. So they took it and as you know, being true. So when you make these kind of, and I'm not saying they're accusations, but when you write these kind of things and they're that severe, I'm sure you're not coming through from your 20-year career as a journalist, you know, just off the bat. But sleeping in meetings, you know, an $80 million quarterback sleeping in meetings, an overgrown kid. I mean, I'm just trying to get a little more insight into that and how you finally came about putting out something that you knew was going to get so much attention nationally.
Actually, I didn't know it was going to get that much attention nationally. I had no clue.
That's Lamar Jackson.
I just wrote it because it was timely. It was the thing to write at the time. He had not played in, what, 3-4 games in a row. I don't know what number there is, but he didn't play. Actually, when he went down in the New England game.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know we haven't seen contract figures or negotiations. We haven't heard anything about them since the beginning of training camp.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if he is not playing well and you can't keep him healthy, then it's time to write that. Like, I just think he's at the crossroads here. Like, what are you going to do with this guy? Where do we hear this from? When are we going to hear something? You got a lot of issues going on, you know, with your coordinators, your head coach. There's so many things that you want to ask questions about. I chose to write about Lamar Jackson at that time because I thought it was a very, very dominant and persuasive issue. And that's why I chose to write that. Now, people will have called me up and said, why didn't you write about Harbaugh? I wrote about Harbaugh like a month earlier or 2 months earlier. It was just time to write about Lamar Jackson. What's going to happen with this guy? And I did suggest that he talked to veteran players and talked about how to extend his career in the NFL. And he even used a quote from Michael Vick, where Michael Vick, at the beginning when he started here, Michael Vick told him, you need to learn how to throw the football because that running quarterback doesn't work long in this league. Well, what's wrong with that? You know, it's a situation. And he's down at that point where we're seeing him move around a little bit more, less in the pocket and throwing downfield. Well, is that the Lamar Jackson you want to see? Or is that the Lamar Jackson? That wasn't the Lamar Jackson we saw as the two-time MVP player. That it didn't happen. So why shouldn't I write about it? That's just the way it is.
Isn't that your
Mike
job?
Preston's report?
Yes, that is my job.
But on the other side, we go around the NFL and pick out MVPs up next on The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to go around the league and pick out MVPs. Jeremy Kahn, now's the time to do it.
Yeah, do you realize that you told me it was game ball time, and I started doing my MVP, and then you said, give me your game ball, and then I gave you the wrong game ball. I did all of that in that same segment. What I was saying earlier when I first started this guy looks more like a comic book villain with his name, but Luther Burden.
Ooh.
8 for 138 and a tutty in last night's game for the Bears. The Bears have kind of found themselves a really nice young wide receiver, and there's a lot of guys in this league that have been getting a ton of credit. Rookie wide receivers we've been talking about. Tet comes to mind down in Carolina. A lot of good players. Igbuka with Tampa Bay. This guy's really good, and I think he deserves to be in the same class as them. But he had a huge game last night, and he did leave the game with an injury. It's a quad injury. They said it shouldn't be something that's lengthy to keep him out of the playoffs. Now, my second MVP goes to Wandale Robinson. Both of these guys in losses. Wandale Robinson had 11 catches for 113 yards. That game being important because whoever lost it was going to wind up with the number one pick, and I think it was more important for the Raiders to wind up with the number one pick to find their quarterback of their future if that's what they're looking for. But with that being said, he had an amazing game for the Giants. They win that game. They're more than likely. They'll be picking in the top five, but just not the number one overall pick.
Yeah, I like those guys. I do. But my guy's a little bit different. You know, I got to start off with a quarterback, right?
Tom Huntley?
Yeah, right. My first MVP is a guy that Mike Preston and I are really, really liking lately. It's Drake May. He didn't throw the ball a ton yesterday. He was 19 of 21 for 256. But out of his 19 completions, 5 of them went for touchdowns.
5 tutties.
5. He had a 157 passer rating, which was outstanding. This guy, more and more, I tell you what, I'm starting to like him more and more. I think he's legit. I went into the season thinking that this was a good season for him, but he's better than I thought he would be.
I wish I had made it to my fantasy championships where I had Drake May and Derrick Henry, but I couldn't get out of the first round.
You had both of those guys?
Yeah.
Jeez. I had those two guys on your team.
I also had Trevor Lawrence, who I wasn't even playing. Did you see what he did the last 3 weeks?
Yeah.
I didn't play him last week because I have Drake May, and he threw what? He had 6 touchdowns.
My second MVP is Philadelphia Eagles linebacker. I went defense, Jeremy.
Look at you.
And Mike Preston. I went with Jalix Hunt. He had 7 tackles yesterday, 2 sacks, 2 tackles for loss, 3 quarterback hits. What a performance by him in the Eagles' 13-12 win over the Buffalo Bills. Your MVPs, Mike Preston.
I don't have any.
You don't have any?
No.
All right. Well, all right, we'll go to the phone lines then, man. Let's go to the job and get Trey. What up, Trey?
What's going on, fellas?
Nothing much, man. What's going on with you?
Not too much. Mike, what's going on, Mike?
What's up, man?
This is the thing I'm gonna say about the article and the Lamar thing. Sometimes as callers, we got to do this because we get cut off sometimes. It's all good, respectively, but sometimes guys are making good points on the radio, but they don't get to finish it. Kai called in not too long ago, and some of his points, you know, I could see where he was going. And one of the things I'm going to say is, when I hear anonymous sources, Rob, or ESPN, wherever the case, you know what I do? I don't believe it. It's no different. It's no different here. When I hear anonymous sources or a source came from something, not too long ago, Rob, I'm pretty sure the Orioles had some whispers in the locker room. You deaded it quick. Guess what? If it's anonymous and nobody's putting their name behind it,
what about quit?
You don't believe it. That's one point.
You did it quick.
Go ahead. I'm not done. Let me just get this out real quick. Another point I'm going to say is, you know, Lamar, the track record of Lamar, It's not reasonable to me, Mike, to suggest he don't work hard. It's not a reasonable opinion to say Lamar don't work hard, guys. When you look at his career arc, he wasn't a 5-star recruit. He wasn't the highly touted guy. He went to Louisville. You know, he wasn't four quarterbacks were drafted before Lamar. You know what I mean? To improve throwing after all the criticism we have put on him, couldn't throw the ball at rookie minicamp. To improve how he has, 8 years into his career, 3-time All-Pro, to insist that he don't work hard and he has bad habits, that's just not reasonable, in my opinion. It would be different if these narratives came out and Lamar wasn't a good football player, wasn't playing good. You know, anybody can have a down year.
You know, but we talk about track record in sports a lot. I'm a track record guy. And just to make some of these assumptions and to suggest that, you know, he's turning 30. Come on. What is 30? What is 30 for a quarterback, guys?
Well, he's talking about his health. First of all, let me address the you get hung up on. When we have 7 calls, you don't get 2 minutes. If you call and I got 3 calls, we give you more time. But you don't get 2 and 3 minutes to state your business when we've got 7 calls.
Louder in the back, Rob, for the people in the back.
You understand what I'm saying? You got all these other people like Keon and Owens Mills who wants to get in. What's up, Keon?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing, fellas? I'm going to be straightforward. Mike, I don't like what you said about my quarterback. I'll be the one who come out straightforward and say, Mike, and that's why I don't like what you said about my quarterback, Mike. You got these fans out here who don't like Lamar. The same ones mad that he's going to get hurt and don't play and he's not playing because he's hurt are the same fans who going to call out of work because they threw up last night. I'm going to let y'all be. Enjoy y'all day. Go Ravens.
There you go. Darius and Towson. What's up, Darius?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Rob and Jeremy, I have a question for you guys. I know yesterday I was pretty excited that Cleveland pulled off the upset, but unfortunately we had to turn to the next day. And this is the million-dollar question. Rob and Jeremy, who do you go with? Your job is on the line. Speaking from Harbaugh, do you go with Huntley or do you go with Jackson?
Man, come on, dude. He's a 2-time MVP. If he's healthy enough to play, he's got to play. Yeah. If your job is on the line, Lamar's healthy, you decide to go with Snoop and you lose, then you lose your job. You don't say you don't play a healthy Lamar.
The only way he doesn't play is if he's not healthy.
Exactly. So I'm not saying Harbaugh's job is on the line, but imagine this. You got a 2-time, arguably should have been a 3-time MVP. The doctors cleared him. He's healthy. No, I'm going to go with Snoop because I think he's the hot hand. Then you lose that game. You see?
Bye-bye.
We're paying this guy how much?
Rock-a-bye, baby.
Yeah, rock-a-bye, baby. There you go. Our final thoughts on a look at Monday Night Football at 9:45 on the other side. The professor is in Mike Preston's report card on the Fan. Mike Preston's report card. Mike, you gave quarterback Tyler Huntley a B. Did he play above your expectations, or is that pretty much what you thought he would do?
I thought he played within the concepts of the offense in the coordinator, Todd Monken. I thought he threw safe passes. I think he did exactly what he needed to do and had a couple of scrambles up the middle and even on the outside on occasionally. But, no, he was very effective in playing his game.
They played the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday Night Football. Derrick Henry had 36 carries. Do you expect him to get pretty much the same dose of carries in week 18?
I think they pound the Steelers again. Yeah, I think they get after them, and they need to. It was effective, and we've seen this before in the past 2 weeks. They've run the ball pretty well. If you want to look for an identity, that's the identity of this football team, and it has been for the past 2 or 3 years. So stay with it, keep after it, and it kind of reminds me of Brian Billick in 2000, where he had that transformation to the dark side. Well, we're at the dark side. You just keep running the big guy. That's what you do.
What about the offensive line? How'd they look to you?
I thought they played pretty well. I mean, there's always these whiffs. I mean, and I don't know why people just call in and say, oh, Falele, he looked bad on this play. Rosengarten looked bad on a couple plays, and so did Ronnie Stanley. But for the most part, they did a nice job. I gave them a B+.
Yeah.
What about wide receivers? I know not a lot to talk about when it comes to the wide receivers, but Zay had a big touchdown catch.
Yeah, and he had 4 catches for like 30 yards, and then Mark Andrews, tight end, had 4 catches for like 28 yards. They were effective in doing what they do, and I thought the pass to Andrews on the first play from the line of scrimmage, I thought that was big. I thought it got him a little bit in rhythm, a little bit of confidence, and I thought that was a major league play. And even though it was only like 7 or 8 yards, but it was still good for this team.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday morning quarterback. What was the most impressive thing for you on the defensive side of the football? Because overall, it doesn't look like you were too impressed by the defense.
Defensive line. I thought in the middle, they handled themselves well. They gave up 79 yards rushing total, but Malik Willis had 9 carries for 60 yards, and they got caught several times on the back end of giving up leverage and letting them get outside. But for the most part, those big guys inside are playing pretty well. And I think that will serve them in the stretch, especially in the postseason. So I like those guys, but the rest of those guys on the back end, pass defense, not impressive at all.
Mike, as far as looking back at this last game, I mean, we talked about the defense not looking great. Are you more sold on them than you were have been on the offense? Because now if we come in with this offense against the Steelers, you're going to run the football. I thought the best unit on the field on Saturday night was going to be the Ravens defense, and I was wrong. But the fact of the matter is, I feel like if they're going to win in Pittsburgh, and if they are going to make any sort of run, I think the defense has to show up.
They have to step up. But that's going to be hard because they don't have pass rushers. You can say whatever you want and all of these DBs and cornerbacks he brings in and so forth, but they're not pass rushers. And they make your group so much better. And you look at the Texans, they can get pass rushing pressure with their front four. And to me, that's key when you get into the postseason is what can you do? Because you can manufacture blitzes and you come up with all the, quote, exotic blitzes and so forth. But teams prepare for that. They see that. The good teams just know, like, okay, this is what we're going to look for in this situation. The Ravens got some problems because you just can't win one-on-one matchups. You got to come up with some stuff.
Mike Preston's report call, you can find it at Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Right now, let's go out to Zach in Bel Air. What's up, Zach?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Well, how are you?
Hey, guys, just want to start this off positively by saying you guys are awesome, no ball, and the funniest talk show out of the two that I listen to. So that out of the way. Mike Preston, where are your sources at, man?
I don't need any.
You don't need any? Okay,
I don't need any.
Journalistic integrity dictates that you do actually need something.
No, they don't, because I have that integrity. I've spent 30 years over at the complex. I know what I'm doing. They know what I'm doing. They know I'm not going to make up any stuff. So you can assume that you're my journalism integrity, but don't make that mistake. Don't question my integrity.
Okay, so I'll tell you what it sounds like from a Ravens fan. It sounds like you did a yellow journalism style hit piece on the best player this franchise has ever seen to take heat off the front office that has not protected him, has not outfitted him with playmakers around him. And you just, if you're going to do this story, you need to cite your sources.
Well, that's your opinion.
But again, like when you have, it's one thing to sit here and say, you got to cite your sources, but like he's reporting, you want him to outsource it. So what, now those people get fired or those people lose their job?
You can't do that.
What is that?
They'll never talk to Mike again.
Yeah, that's the part.
Like people don't understand the game that you have to play with this. Like, I don't agree with what Mike said, but I do believe he has sources.
Exactly.
Everyone at this station has sources.
Mm. And we're not telling you who they are because you don't have a job without sources.
Exactly.
My Orioles source is Rob Long.
That's because he's giving you tickets.
Wow.
Still my Oriole source.
Hey, I didn't know the bus rolled through here.
Yeah. There's tire tracks on your back.
Welcome to Baltimore, Framber. Sorry. I'm not supposed to say that yet.
Sorry. Let's go to Myrtle Beach and get Barry. What's up, Barry?
Hey, guys. Nice to have a place to go to share my misery. I have a different take on what's going on. It's not really different. It's just different from this morning's discussion. Correct me if I'm wrong, but part of what Mike's article was about was whether or not Lamar was going to be a good value at $72 million a year moving forward. So whether he's another MVP candidate this year or playing as he's playing, I don't think anybody thinks a quarterback is worth $72 million a year. So assuming that that nut can't be cracked, i.e. at least the rumors that I've read, is that Lamar isn't interested in renegotiating, then where does that leave ownership and where does that leave the possibilities for the future?
Wait a minute. You read he's not interested in renegotiating? Did you hear that, Mike? He's not interested in renegotiating?
No. Just said there haven't been any negotiations reported.
Yeah, I haven't heard he's not interested in it. We know Lamar. Lamar does things in his time. I think it would be foolish not to renegotiate because in renegotiating, you get cash up front and you get more on the back end. I think it's almost silly not to do that. It helps you out. By the way, you talk about Framber Valdez, mm-hmm. You were talking about him. I predicted that Framber Valdez would be a Baltimore Oriole on December 29th. No one wants that to happen more than Mike Preston, because we'll stop talking about him.
Maybe he's liking this. He's over here like Rick James in the Dave Chappelle skit. Come on, bring it.
Jay in Baltimore. What's up, Jay?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good.
How y'all doing? Yeah, so this is crazy. I don't know why they want Mike to out his sources. That's completely insane.
Tell us your sources.
But,
it's pro.
I mean, I don't agree
pro.
With what Mike says all the time either. But unfortunately, this article, I'm a fan. This article is kind of telling, like, it is something going on. I don't know if he's falling asleep in meetings or whatever, but, I mean, it's the eye test. Simple. But I think people got issues with, like, the report card sometimes, disagreements with that. But and sometimes, Mike, like I said, I don't agree with it. Sometimes he is wrong, because the most recent one I can remember, it was, like, the Aaron Rodgers fumble, not fumble. He was saying that it was clear that Aaron Rodgers had the fumble, but I seen this shot. It was shots all over Instagram that Aaron Rodgers didn't even have possession of the ball falling. So I think it's stuff like that people throw people off and just disagreeing with, because they super Ravens fans. But other than that, this article seems to be telling. There's got to be something going on.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate that, Jay. Our final thoughts for today, also a preview of tonight's Monday Night Football matchup, up next on The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Final thoughts on the Ravens 41-24 win on Saturday over the Green Bay Packers. Mike Preston, your thoughts?
Fine with the running game. Outstanding. Stay with it. Stick with it. Punish the Steelers like that. Defense, still not sold. I think they'll play well against the Steelers because they don't have any of their weapons. There's no Metcalf. Washington is out, their big tight end. So they won't have problems there. But I think once you get into the postseason, and I expect the Ravens to win, and I expect them to beat the Steelers badly if they choose to do so. But in the postseason, when you play good quarterbacks, I mean, Willis lit the Ravens up for 288 yards. That's you can't have that. And they got to find a way to fix that. But I don't know if you can at this point.
Jeremy?
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that they still understand that they have 22 back there and it's just to keep feeding that beast against this Pittsburgh team. But here we are. Look, it's week 18. You've got a shot at a home playoff game. You got a win on the road against your rival. The same thing that you were saying about the Steelers, like if Huntley's in there, you're sitting on those routes. Mm-hmm. You don't have DK Metcalf. I think you're sitting on all those routes. The only guy that's really going to beat you deep is MVS, and it's a 20-80 proposition whether or not he's going to catch it. And the 20 is him catching it. Again, like it's they have the ghost of Adam Thielen and MVS Marcus Valdes-Scantling out there, and that's what they're trying to win with. I feel like if you don't beat yourself, you're going to have an excellent shot to win this game. No point spread on it yet, but I think that's because of the quarterback situation and trying to figure out if Lamar is going to play or not, because I think people understand. If Lamar plays, the point spread is vastly different than if he doesn't.
Yeah, I agree with you. Get it done. Get it done. I said it before. I'll say it again. I did not have that feeling of relief Saturday because they still needed to win by the Cleveland Browns. I was happier after the Browns win than I was after the Ravens win because I was still that anxiety that man, we really need the Browns to do something. And that sense of relief when Aaron Rodgers couldn't find a receiver. And then also, that last play of the game for the Steelers, offensive play of the game, was pass interference that wasn't called. I was happy about that. So, Ravens got a chance. Winner take all. Final game of the regular season. Sunday Night Football. You couldn't ask for more for what I believe is still the best rivalry there, in the National Football
League. I saw a Seattle writer had said that he thought it was silly that Seattle and San Francisco, for the number one seed in the NFC, why they didn't put that on Sunday Night Football. This is a playoff game.
They're going to the playoffs regardless.
Yes. Whoever loses this game goes home, and it's the best rivalry in the NFL.
It's stupid. Shut up. Yes, yeah, shut up.
Hey, what did you guys think about Malik Willis Saturday night?
I thought he looked good. I said to a friend of mine, he got paid Saturday.
I think so.
He got paid.
Somebody's going to kick the tires on that.
Let's take a look at tonight's Monday Night matchup. All right, Jeremy, give me your daily line on this one.
Yeah, so as you're looking at the game, here, let me pull up the numbers. Some of this stuff might change, though, too, because I'm curious of how things go with the Rams tonight, because correct me if I'm wrong, they don't have anything to play for, really, except maybe the seeding of who they're going to play. Because with both teams winning on Sunday, Seattle and San Francisco, that is, they can't get the division. So, yeah, the Rams have locked up a playoff spot, but I don't think they can win the division. We'll see if they bench anybody. The point spread was like 8.5, and already by this morning you're seeing 7.5, 7. If they go below that number, then it leads me to believe Matt Stafford might not play. I would take Atlanta plus the points. They're at home. It's a meaningless game for L.A. You don't know if they pull their starters at some point. Mm-hmm. I just think it's a smart play to do, or I'd go to the under.
Who wins?
I mean, does it matter? I mean, I want to pick the Falcons just because the game means nothing to the Rams, but the Rams play their starters. They're still the better team. I'll say the Rams win, Falcons cover.
I got the Rams winning. Your thoughts, Mike Preston?
I don't know. This is a tough one because, like Jeremy said, who cares? Does it really matter? If the Rams play their starters, they win. If they don't, they're going to lose. That's the only way I can look at it.
I do think Puka plays because Puka has a chance to get some stuff. Yeah, he's got some bonuses. But there have been teams... Like, even the Steelers said they're going to pay DK Metcalf bonuses.
Well, not only that, I think it's more the guaranteed money, the 42
million.
Yes, yeah.
You're right. That's more what it is for him. But right. There have been other teams that say, hey, man, I don't want you getting hurt out there trying in a meaningless game.
Yeah, for you know, $25,000 or whatever.
And by the way, this weekend in the NFL, this week in the NFL, I went 3-0 on Thursday. I went 2-0 on Saturday. And the only game I got wrong across all the sports yesterday was the damn over in the Bengals game, and I feel cheated. I feel absolutely cheated that there wasn't a field goal made somewhere along the way.
He's always bragging, Mike. I got this right. I got that right.
Offer County, right. Bert. What's up, Bert?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I'm going to take the side of Preston here. I can tell you this right now. We've seen this story before with Lamar. It's time to negotiate, and guess what? He's having these issues again. So, Preston, I don't care where your sources are. You know your stuff. That's all I got to say. I mean,
Mike, what is there to negotiate, though? This is the contract extension. This is not like getting a fresh contract.
No, there is a chance that you got to go back and renegotiate because he's making $75 million. I think ESPN reported the other day that's 24% of the salary cap for next season. And he's getting paid that for the next two seasons.
Win. Yeah. Super Bowl with that.
Yeah, that's a tough figure to swallow, regardless of who your quarterback is. That's a lot of money. Well, do you want to invest in that when your offensive line is not very good, your defensive line has struggled?
No, my question is, if they extend, what negotiating do you do? If you agree to extend, what are you negotiating?
No, you renegotiate the contract itself. You're going to say, I'm not paying you $75 million. What can we find that makes sense for you? What is the common ground here for you? $75 million is a lot of money.
They got to do it. I agree with that. You can't go into next year paying him $75 million. I'm with you on that. That would be ridiculous.
So that's the figure that they're going to talk about, and whether they do it or not, I don't know. I don't have the slightest idea. What I just suggest is this is the way I would handle it, and this is the way I would do it, and that's what he wrote.
You trade him.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. You just need to stop.
Because he tapped out? Is that where you're trading?
Tapped out, trade him.
But Mike, I got a question, though.
Go ahead.
Did you... So there's other outlets that are saying that, according to you, they are open to trading him.
I never wrote that.
He never wrote that.
I understand that, yep. But that's what other people are saying.
Well, that's the way social media works.
Exactly. So that's why we've got fans coming to us saying, I can't believe Mike said that. Or like, and it's like, that's an opinion. That's not a report. There's a difference between the two.
All I said was they should explore trade options. That's to get him back to the table, to get him talking a little bit and move on. But anything other than that, please trade him, do this, do that. No.
Like, but seriously, who are your sources?
Poe.
Jack and Perry Hall told him. What's up, Jack?
Hey, what's up there, Rom? How you doing, buddy?
Well, how are you, man?
Good, bud. Hey, look, this is what I believe. You know, Mike has his sources. You don't need to tell anybody that. You know what the problem is? It's just like you're afraid to meet your heroes because they might not be the person you think they are. Lamar, he's a great player on the field. We don't know what Lamar does behind you. Mike's there all the time. We're not there. He sees, he hears. People just don't want to admit that the guy that they look up to may have some flaws. And, hey, it's showing up. And if it is, hopefully it goes away. But that's the way this goes. Look, Mike ain't going out of his way to create this crap. Anybody listen to him? He sounds like he's had a few of Jeremy's chewables and a big old bong hit. I mean, he ain't creating this stuff. That's laid back Mike. I mean, I see him on Touchdown, whatever it is, Baltimore. Mike's laid back. He ain't creating nothing.
Jeremy's chewables. Right next to Flintstones.
Thank you for the call.
Mike, we'll talk to you on Friday. No.
Nope, we're off.
Talk to you on Wednesday.
Yeah, the interesting thing is, and people don't know this, I have sources that told me Mike's just upset that Lamar beat him on the sticks late at night. He's been smoking him in Madden, and that's why Mike wrote the article.
Vinny and Hanny up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Monday.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.